Linda Hopkins with us this morning, too. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Pat.
So in advance of her appearance at the Apple Blossom Festival Parade tomorrow, Supervisor Hopkins is here. It should be a great weekend for that, no doubt.
I know. It looks like beautiful weather, and that's always a fun one.
Yeah, it makes everybody's mood better, and we all like that. And, of course, moods are part of what we can talk about this morning, no matter whether we know the good reasons for clearing the encampment in the Roseland area yesterday. It's still heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is. It's completely heartbreaking, you know, and it's just been a really tough process. We have invested so many resources to try to make sure that people have places to go, trying to get people, you know, into shelter and into permanent supportive housing. But it's a tough process, you know, and there's a lot of distrust in the community, a lot of fear, obviously. You know, even though it was a completely inadequate situation there, you know, with tents behind the dollar store, it was still a community. And so people, I think, are really just apprehensive and fearful of that loss of community and camaraderie.
And I understand all aspects of the support for homeless people in Sonoma County and beyond. And it makes perfect sense that people want to stand up for the rights of those who have less than we do in the world. And but it seems like almost everybody has the same goal here, and that is to be able to offer up, you know, a better place to live for those who want to do it. But let's be honest, Supervisor Hopkins, some people in that situation don't want to go into any kind of transitional housing.
Yeah, and that's really challenging. We do have people, you know, we set up a housing navigation center. It was open for a month. We were offering, obviously, assistance with finding housing, also, you know, food stamps and social services, CalWORKs. We, you know, we really tried to concentrate social services on site. And there were some people who just came in and said, you know, I'll take food stamps, but I don't want housing. I'm just going to go to the next camp.
Yeah.
And so that's really hard. How do you help people who don't want your help? And it's a very challenging situation. But I do want to, you know, commend the homeless advocates. I've really enjoyed working with them, and I really respect that they dedicate so much time and passion and energy to, again, standing up for the rights of those vulnerable citizens.
Yeah.
That a lot of people kind of, you know, walk past. I'm really, really proud to say that the community development yesterday with the homeless residents, with the homeless advocates, working with every single person, you know, case by case, trying to find them solutions, even at the very, you know, last day. And we're going to be continuing to do that today as well with folks who are still there.
And how would you assess how it went yesterday?
I heard really pretty positive reports, actually, that, you know, first of all, that the camp residents were cooperative. And, you know, so no arrests, no citations, no criminalization of homelessness, just really working on a case-by-case basis to try to find folks a solution that would work for them. And that, you know, we had CDC working with the attorney, you know, for Homeless Action, and really trying to make sure that every single person had a solution that would work for them.
Why do so many people defer the opportunity for any kind of housing, particularly in a shelter environment?
You know, for some people, shelters might be a place where they experienced trauma in the past, or they might have actually gotten kicked out or rejected from shelter. And I think there's a lot of mistrust from the homeless community, because in the past we actually had a lot of prerequisites for getting into housing. Since then, our policy has changed, and we are now a housing-first county, which means that our goal is to get you into housing and then to deal with what other, you know, issues we might have, whether that's behavioral health, mental health, addiction, those kinds of things. It used to be that we had more prerequisites to essentially be clean and sober to get into some of those shelter opportunities. We've changed that. And so I think, but there are still folks who are remembering the old dynamic and feeling like maybe they don't qualify for shelter.
Interesting, Linda, that around the state of California, we don't have a very good report card when it comes to homelessness.
No, it's abysmal, actually, and it's actually a growing problem nationwide. And I really feel that that's due in large part to just the weakening across the country of our social safety net. You know, out in the Russian River, we've actually seen more newly homeless seniors than, you know, service providers say they've seen more newly homeless seniors than they ever have in the past. People in their 70s and 80s experiencing homelessness for the first time.
And that's horrible. What's the why of that?
You know, I think that it's in large part due to the dramatically escalating costs of housing. you know, the fact that Social Security, you know, and other services just haven't kept pace with the cost of living. So we have folks who are one eviction away from being out on the streets because they know that if they lose their current affordable housing opportunity, that they're not going to be able to find another one.
Yeah, that's a frightening concept for all of us, certainly somebody in that situation. And how does the homeless population figure out where to go next when something like, you know, the clearing out of the Roseland encampment happens?
I know that homeless, they've been working with the homeless advocates and working with the county to try to find shelter opportunities, but I know that there will be people who don't choose that option, and
right.
I'm worried that they will wind up, you know, along our creeks and, you know, out in the Laguna and in other rural areas where they can wind up out of sight, out of mind. And that's the last thing that we want to happen, because when people are out of sight and out of mind, you know, they're much like more likely to not be receiving health care or, you know, not receiving those social services. So I do think that we need to look at all potential options for addressing our homeless crisis in Sonoma County, you know, including looking at could we create some kind of a, you know, safer camping area. That did have social services, did have, you know, wastewater services. And
it seems like that's an eventuality, doesn't it?
It does. And yet it's very politically fraught. Like, I think that, you know, we probably have a split board and a split city council, and some people are very much in favor of that model and some people are very much opposed to it. So I'm not even sure which way, you know, my board would fall if we were presented with that proposal.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to happen. Don't know when, but I have a feeling it will happen. And speaking of the homeless crisis, it's all rolled up into one, the housing crisis, probably the biggest thing on our table at the moment. What will that land where that encampment was placed in Roseland, what will that become? What's the plan?
Well, we're really excited about that, and that's one of the sort of tragedies of this, right, is that you're displacing homeless folks, but the great thing is that it's because we're actually building affordable and workforce housing. So, you know, ultimately the solution to homelessness is building housing, you know, and unfortunately we have to displace this encampment in order to get that housing built. But I'm very, very excited about the project. It's finally moving forward. It had been sort of stuck for a while, looking at, you know, financing gaps, and then there was the annexation from the county to the city, which caused a redesign of the project because suddenly, you know, we needed through roads where the county hadn't required through roads. But it's going to be, I think, a real asset to the community and provide some much-needed workforce and affordable housing in Roseland. And ultimately, we're hoping to also have public amenities, including a public plaza, space for a library, space for the Boys and Girls Club. There are a lot of things that I think will really make this a key centerpiece in Roseland.
Has the annexation of Roseland made a difference yet?
I think we're just sort of starting to see that difference happen. And, you know, we're still working through some of the hiccups, right? So, you know, this was actually what happened at the Roseland encampment required a tremendous amount of collaboration between the city and the county, because it's a county-owned property, but within city limits now. And I think that we're learning actually in a really beautiful way how to work together between the city and the county and how can we best meet the needs of our shared constituents in Roseland.
Oh, you're certainly sharpening up the scissors, that's for sure, cutting through all that red tape. That takes a lot of time and energy, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Well, on the lighter side of things, it is scheduled to be a beautiful weekend. And you, I know, will be a part of the Apple Blossom Festival in Sebastopol over the weekend. Should be a great weekend for that.
Yes, absolutely. I hope you get a chance to enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. There's so many things to enjoy this weekend. And happy Earth Day to you, by the way.
You too. It's a beautiful day to celebrate the Earth, right? I'd much rather be outside than in offices all day.
Me too. When they developed our new studio, which we've been in for about 3 days now, we should have had a retractable roof because this is a perfect day for that.
Yes, it is. It truly is.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Supervisor Hopkins, for being with us. We will talk to you soon.
Have a beautiful day, Pat.
All right. Take care of yourself. That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins talking about the clearing of the Roseland encampment, which happened yesterday, and, of course, more debris removal scheduled for today.